Track 13, Musical Moments. Time now for a bit of nostalgia. You love it, don't you? If there's one song everyone loves to hear at this time of year which isn't a Christmas carol, I guess it would have to be White Christmas, wouldn't it? There's just something about this song which never fails to conjure up the festive season and take us back to real or imagined Christmases of the past. So here's Tony to tell us about the history of this much-loved composition, and we can enjoy again the voice of Bing Crosby.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Now here's something I think we haven't seen for a good many years, a white Christmas. So if we can't have the real thing, I thought we might conjure up those crisp, white, sparkling Christmases of the past by talking about the song of that name. The song White Christmas does indeed conjure up the image of what we have now come to think of as an old-fashioned Christmas setting. It was written by Irving Berlin for the 1942 film musical Holiday Inn, starring Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire. Berlin wrote 12 songs specifically for the film, which in 1943 received an Academy Award for Best Original Song, that song being White Christmas. Accounts vary as to when and where Berlin wrote the song. One version is that it was conceived on the set of the film Top Hat in 1935. Berlin hummed it to Fred Astaire and the film's director, Mark Sandrich, as a possibility for a future Astaire-Ginger Rogers collaboration. Astaire purportedly loved it, but Sandrich didn't. Another account states that one day Berlin told his secretary, "I want you to take down a song I wrote over the weekend. Not only is it the best song I ever wrote, it's the best song anybody ever wrote." Apparently, Berlin had been assigned by Paramount to write a song for each of the major holidays of the year. He found that writing a song about Christmas was challenging, given his Jewish upbringing. But when Bing Crosby first heard White Christmas played by Berlin at the first rehearsals for Holiday Inn in 1941, he said, "I don't think we have any problem with that one, Irving." Although White Christmas has become iconic, this was not the original intention. The song "Be Careful, It's My Heart," played during the Valentine's Day section of the film, was originally intended to be the big hit.
Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break, but please, before you start, be careful, it's my heart.
White Christmas is used during all the Christmas holiday sections of the film and is also reprised at the end. The first public performance of the song was by Bing Crosby on his NBC radio show The Kraft Music Hall on Christmas Day 1941, just a few weeks after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The song established that there could be commercially successful secular Christmas songs, in this case written by a Jewish immigrant to the United States. Ronald D. Langford wrote, "During the 1940s, White Christmas would set the stage for a number of classic American holiday songs steeped in a misty longing for yesteryear. Before 1942, Christmas songs and films had come out sporadically, but the popular culture industry had not viewed the themes of home and hearth centred on the Christmas holiday as a unique market. The film Holiday Inn and the song White Christmas changed that forever. By the end of October 1942, White Christmas topped the Your Hit Parade chart, and it remained in that position until well into the new year. It has often been noted that the mix of melancholy with comforting images of home resonated especially strongly with listeners during World War II, and the Armed Forces Network was flooded with requests for the song. Crosby's nephew, Howard Crosby, said, "I once asked Uncle Bing about the most difficult thing he ever had to do during his entertainment career. He said that in December 1944, he was in an outdoor show in northern France with Bob Hope and the Andrews sisters. He had to stand there and sing White Christmas with 100,000 GIs in tears without breaking down himself. And a lot of those men were killed in the Battle of the Bulge a few days later." The version most often heard today on the radio during Christmas season is a 1947 re-recording of the 1942 original, the master of which was damaged due to frequent use. Crosby re-recorded the track on the 19th of March 1947, accompanied by the Trotter Orchestra and the Derby Singers, with every effort made to reproduce the original. This re-recording is recognisable by the addition of flutes and celesta at the beginning. The success of the film Holiday Inn eventually led to another film musical called White Christmas featuring the song. This became the highest-grossing film of 1954, starring Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye. It was an extremely loose remake of Holiday Inn, with a plot again involving an inn, but otherwise different from the earlier film. Although Bing Crosby dismissed his role in the song's success, saying later that a jackdaw with a cleft palate could have sung it successfully, he was associated with it for the rest of his career.
Tony, and I don't know about you, but I will have that song going round and round in my head now all over Christmas.